A story now that got lost in the end-of-the-year flurry of activity on Capitol Hill. The headlines were about renewing the Patriot Act and drilling for oil in the Arctic. Well, less noticed were several bills that would dramatically cut programs aimed at low-income Americans. NPR's Julie Rovner has details.
Final passage of the bill to fund the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education went almost unnoticed Wednesday night. That's because the Senate declined to take a roll call on a measure that reduces funding for popular social programs by more than $1 billion. Then lawmakers passed a second spending bill that lops another 1% from those same programs. Bob Greenstein is executive director of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Among the results, he says,
children and family services programs, including Head Start, are being cut $350 million, or a total of 4%. About 25,000 Head Start slots for low-income children will be eliminated.
Earlier in the day, Senate Republicans, led by Majority Leader Bill Frist, were quick to pat themselves on the back after they narrowly passed a bill to reduce spending for Medicaid, Medicare, and other major health and welfare programs.
Today, what we voted on means that we're going to cut entitlement spending, slow that growth by $40 billion. It demonstrates fiscal responsibility. It shows that we're going to eliminate wasteful Washington spending.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Rick Santorum said Democrats were overreaching when they claimed the cuts would hurt poor people.
What we've done here today is we've made some changes to those programs that make those programs better, more efficient, and more targeted to the people in need. That is not cutting benefits to those who are entitled to entitlements. It is making those programs work better and in the context of more fiscal responsibility.
Bob Greenstein of the Center on Budget couldn't disagree more.
Rhetoric saying things like, oh, this just slows the rate of growth, makes it sound like low-income families are getting expanded benefits and the benefit will simply expand a little less. That is flatly not true. No knowledgeable person who follows the low-income programs would accept the view that there's no pain to needy and vulnerable people in this bill.
In fact, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the reductions will result in children losing some $8 billion in legally owed child support payments. Poor families would pay more for their health care, and seniors would have a harder time qualifying for nursing home care. Greenstein says one of the most potentially damaging provisions would require those applying for Medicaid to present proof of citizenship, either a birth certificate or a passport. But many low-income Americans don't have access to their birth certificates or don't have one at all. For example, African Americans born in the South in the 1930s and 40s, as many as 20%, according to one study, don't have birth certificates because hospitals wouldn't accept black women in labor.
We're facing the prospect of significant numbers of elderly black Americans being thrown off of Medicaid because they can't provide a birth certificate because they weren't born in a hospital to begin with due to discrimination.
The budget bill that passed the Senate by one vote, however, is not yet on its way to President Bush. That's because Senate Democrats forced a small change that requires the House to vote again. That's given groups that oppose the measure, led by the AARP, another month to try to reverse the handful of votes that would change the outcome. David Certner is AARP's Federal Affairs Director.
We're going to give it our best shot to really educate people what is in this bill, why the choices that were made in this bill were so bad, why it was such a problem to go after poor people on Medicaid and deny people long-term care, and yet give a pass to the pharmaceutical industry and the managed care industry.
That last is a reference to the fact that negotiators dropped provisions that would have cut spending at the expense of drug and managed care companies. For example, one jettisoned provision would have required drug makers to offer deeper discounts on drugs sold to Medicaid. Instead, most of the reductions rely on boosting costs that low-income Americans must pay. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.